Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
The harvest is here and the time is now. Let me tell you something. It is time to oil your business engine. Let me repeat. It is time, past time, but now is the time for you to oil your business engine. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let me explain this to you. A car without an engine cannot drive, and an economy without businesses cannot thrive. There would be no thriving economy if businesses did not exist. If businesses did not exist and provide innovation, products, services, resources to the broader based community, then basically we'd all be sitting somewhere. I don't know what we'd do. Maybe we'd look at the sky. We'd, pray, lay down. I don't know what we'd do, but there would be nothing to fuel any activity at all. There would be no institutions of higher learning. There would be no grocery store. There would be no place to go and get a pain reliever. There would be no hospital to go to. There would be no way for anyone to get anything. So since the beginning of time, trade has been an integral part of human existence. Let me repeat, trade has been an integral part of human existence. Before businesses were formally set up the way they are today, the format of an LLC, a sole proprietorship, a corporation, or a partnership, people got together and traded services and traded resources in order to survive. So if one person knew how to chop down the wood, then another person may have known how to light it up so that a fire could cook the food. And if one person knew how to knit together a cloth in order to make clothing, perhaps someone else knew how to put together leather and other material to make the shoes. And so since the beginning of time, we have had a need to trade in order for a civilization to exist. So today, what that means is in order for us to exist, in order for us to thrive, in order for us to get where we're trying to go, then we need to understand that each and every one of us has the ability to not only be in business, but to make that business thrive. And in order for that business to thrive, every now and then you've got to do a checkup. Every now and then you've got to do a tune-up. And every now and then you've got to oil that business engine. The first thing I'm going to say to you about oiling your business engine is understanding that you are your very first business. In my book, Living Check to Monday, I talk about the similarities between Me Inc. and Business Inc. Any business that you want to say is out there. It could be Department Store Inc. It could be Grocery Store Inc. It could be Babysitter Inc. It could be DJ Inc. It could be a hair beautician or hair technician Inc. All businesses operate in such a way that their sole purpose or one of their main purposes is to bring in revenue in order to provide the service and or product that they need. And after they finish expensing items to do their product or service, then they want to have some profit left over. Well, Me Inc. should operate the same way. Me Inc., however, instead of creating products and services, Me Inc., that's you and I, we go out and work for other businesses, which is great. Me Inc. goes out and works for a business, earns a paycheck, and hopefully Me Inc. can then pay its bills and then have some additional residual income or disposable income left over after it's all said and done. Well, what I'm going to say to everybody out there, what I'm going to say to all the Me Inks in the world, to all the You Inks in the world, is that in addition to you seeing yourself as an individual who can operate like a business, I'm going to tell you to get in business. Guess what? Because in my class, How to Start a Home-Based Business, I talk to you about the basic things that you need to do to just get up and running today. Perhaps you have a gift that can be monetized. Perhaps you have a talent that can be monetized. Perhaps you have a passion that can be monetized. Perhaps you have something that you do that the world needs that you can give to them, and in exchange, you will earn an income. I'm all for it. I'm all for you keeping your corporate job. I'm all for you working for other businesses. Guess what? I've got people who work for my businesses. But I am also interested in you becoming the business that you're supposed to be. And guess what? You're going to have to oil that engine. You're going to have to give yourself a checkup. You're going to have to make sure that you go in regularly for your tune-ups. And guess what? This is your season. The time is now. Now, the second thing that I want you to know, and I'm not going to go into great detail about how to start a business. That's another topic for another day. There's a class about it. I've written a book about it, The Symphony, A Guide to Creating and Balancing Multiple Streams of Income. I've done all that. But the second thing I want you to know about oiling this business engine is this. Not only do you have the ability to be the business that you see out there and work for, and the businesses that you see thriving. But what I'm going to say to you is this: there is support for you. So an engine cannot oil itself. Someone has to check it. Someone has to take it in. Someone has to go and find the right oil for that particular engine. And what I'm telling you today, what I'm telling you right now is that we are here ready to help you oil that engine. We've got the resources. We've got the passion. We've got the desire. We've got the expertise. And we are also bringing the most formidable businesses to help you get your business engine oiled. There are too many businesses that are out there that are struggling, and it doesn't have to be. There are too many businesses that are out there that have not been formed yet. There's something in your mind. There's something in your spirit. There's something in your energy. And the harvest is here, and the time is now. It is your season to win. And what I want you to do is get ready to oil your business engine.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So, give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today. So what's the word of the hour? The word of the hour is this. I've said it many times, and you'll find with me that sometimes I'm going to repeat a message because it applies. I don't have to go find something new. I don't have to go and reinvent the wheel. As a matter of fact, that's one of the best things about being in business, is that you can take something that's already been done and enhance it and or apply it as you oil your business engine. So the word of the day is this: plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. What's happening in your business right now that's not going the way you want it to? What goal did you attempt to reach that you think is so far away? What milestone did you see for yourself that simply has not come to pass? What did the pandemic disrupt, destroy, or just dishevel or break down? What is it? Guess what? Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. So I want you to go to asklynn.org, and I want you to stay tuned, because guess what? We've got something for you.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
The harvest is here and the time is now. It is time to oil your business engine. You must know that you as an individual, me Inc., you Inc., us Inc., we Inc., we each have the ability to be the business that we see, the one that we admire, and the one that we think is out of reach. It is within your reach. You've also got to understand that help is here. Resources are available. So let me tell you a few of the folks you're going to need in order to have a successful business. Now, what business am I talking about? What kind of business? I'm telling you every business that is possible, that is legal, that is ethical, and that is moral. So whether you are a baker, whether you are a caterer, whether you are a tutor, a consultant, you teach swim lessons, you mow the lawn, you have a landscaping business, you've got a storefront, you've got whatever it is, a technology business, whatever business it is that you have, I want you to see yourself in the same space as any Fortune 100, Fortune 500 company, or any company that's out there on the New York Stock Exchange. One of the first things I want you to consider in your business is having an advisory board and or a board of directors, okay? So an advisory board. Your advisory board is going to consist of people who, one, you trust, two, you respect, and three, who you believe will help you get where you're trying to go. So if you've got a business that requires technology, it requires the use of programs and apps, and it's especially if it's an online business, then someone who is sophisticated, savvy, and knowledgeable in the area of technology should be on your advisory board, okay? All too often, our businesses do not thrive because we don't know how to do that part, right? I know how to preach the lesson or teach the lesson or put together the trinket or provide the service, but I don't know how to market it. I don't know how to put the technology in place. And so many times we find ourselves operating beneath our privilege and certainly beneath the level that we actually have the ability to operate at. So an advisory board is going to help you with that. Now, if you have a formal corporation, an LLC, a partnership, then you should have a board of directors, particularly if you've got a corporation, a C corp or an S corp. One of the things that should be in your bylaws is that you have a board of directors. Now, some of us who are flying solo, we've only listed one person on the board of directors, and it's me, myself, and I. Right, all three positions. I'm the president, I'm the secretary, I'm the treasurer, and all those things. But no matter what the paperwork says, I still want you to put people in place who can advise you in those areas, right? So this advisory board, if you are a sole proprietor, and or this board of directors, if you've got a formal entity that has an EIN and that has been established in your state, I want you to start to look at that advisory board, look at that board of directors, look at those people, pray about it, choose the folks who are going to help you get where you're trying to go. And let me tell you something, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to call on them. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I'm in need. Don't be afraid to say, you know what? I don't know. Don't be afraid. I think many times we take our gift and we take our talent and we try to apply that gift and that talent to every single part of our lives or every single part of our business. So just because you know how to bake the pie doesn't mean you know how to market it. Just because you know how to say the speech doesn't mean you know how to write it. You may be a speaker, you may be a trainer, and you may know how to communicate it, but you don't know how to put it together. So it's time for us to utilize and really exercise our power in the other people that we have in our lives, okay? So you're going to probably need somebody in the area of technology. You're probably going to need someone in the area of marketing. If your business has a specific, if you're in the business of creating apps, then you should have someone who does software development or is somewhere in that area, somewhere on your advisory board and or on your board of directors. Let me tell you why. Because now, if you take a look at, if you go read the Financial Times or you go research on the internet, you go look up some of the biggest companies and you go and research and Google and find out who's on their board of directors. In some cases, those people are getting paid. They're getting paid a salary, okay, in order to provide that advice. But in your business, you may not be able to provide them with a salary. You may be able to provide them with a service. So many people that I do business with, other businesses, they need a financial expert to help them make decisions. So if you serve on my board and you provide me with some legal services, or you provide me with technology services, then I may provide you with the financial advice that you need to help your business grow and expand. Remember, nobody has everything, but everybody has something. And as you get in the process of oiling your business engine, I want you to raise your hand and ask for help. Raise your hand. So, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. And your advisors, your advisory board, your board of directors, let me tell you, they're here for you and they're ready for you, but you've got to work that power. Remember, Ephesians 3:20 says, God will bless you exceedingly and abundantly, more than you can ever ask or imagine, according to his power at work in you. It's the according to part. So the according to means you have to make a decision and let the power work for you. Let me tell you something else, or someone else that you may need on your advisory board and or your board of directors. You're definitely going to need a CPA, a certified public accountant, or someone who is skillful in the area of financial management. Looking at your books. I don't care if all you do is go from one house to the next and babysit and collect cash. And of course, if you are running your business like a business with the intent to make a profit, then you are recording every single penny that you make. You are documenting every single thing. Let me tell you something. Don't try to hide the money that you make in your business, because I'm telling you, when the pandemic hit, everybody who was making cash and not reporting it did not have the ability to take advantage of the funding that became available to businesses. So I'm going to tell you to do everything upright with integrity, tell the truth, and allow the blessing of the universe, the blessing of God, to come down upon what you have. But don't try to hide it. I'm a firm believer in simply telling the truth and going out there and doing it. But you want to know those books. You want to know if you're profitable. There are lots of people who are making money, but they are spending more than they make. So they don't have a profitable business, all right? So you want someone who can help you with those finances. You want a tax professional. If your CPA also provides you with tax services, then that's absolutely great. Some CPAs only deal with bookkeeping and financial reports. Others provide tax services. And the other person you want on your team, someone to provide you with legal, trademarking, and other kinds of advice. It is time for you to oil your business engine, because the harvest is here and the time is now, and it is your season to win.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
The harvest is here and the time is now. You know what? I'm talking to my small business owners right now, my Latino and Black business owners who have a dream, who have a vision, who have a goal. I want you to know something. You are not out here alone. You are not on an island. Help is here, and it is right here, right now. I have Pamela Randall, Vice President and senior business consultant with J.P. Morgan Chase, here to talk to us about the firm's $30 billion racial equity commitment. Pamela, why don't you tell us what your role is with this new initiative and the number of years you've been in it and the importance of your role?
Absolutely. So again, Lynn, very excited to be a part of our discussion today. I have actually been in this role since inception of 2020. I had the honor of being first in seat to help pioneer and execute this initiative. My role is really part of the firm's $30 billion racial equity commitment that is specifically created to deepen the work that we're doing in the community with Black and Latinx business owners.
Oh, wow. I am so excited. This, you know, this is really game changing. Can you describe the community initiative that you're a part of?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, first, Lynn, what we know is that Black and Latinx business owners were disproportionately affected by the pandemic. And we want to solve for this by doing more to help local entrepreneurs recover and grow their businesses. As part of the firm's $30 billion commitment, what we've done is to launch this new initiative, which is specifically designed to help entrepreneurs in Black and the Latinx communities in the areas of one-on-one coaching, mentoring, technical assistance, and capital. The exciting thing is that currently our program is in 13 cities across the footprint, including here in Chicago, in Atlanta, Detroit, Houston, Miami, New York, and LA. And we are expanding into 7 new cities. We've hired 26 Chase Senior Business Consultants and have mentored more than 1,000 minority entrepreneurs and reached close to 30,000 diverse small businesses owners really through networking and we've conducted over 300 events.
Oh my goodness. You know, I'm excited about attending some of these events and I'm just really honored and really, really blessed to be able to share this information, which is so important for our communities because yes, the pandemic did a job, but I'm so happy that you are undoing what was done. Just very, very excited about that. Tell me, why was the initiative created? What disparity does it address? And what outcomes are you hoping for, Pamela?
Great question. So, you know, the goal of our program is to provide these small business owners with access to information, to resources, opportunity, and potentially capital to help them grow to size and scope so they get to hire more folks in the community and create this sustainable system. What we're hoping for from an outcome perspective is that ideally we love to see things like small business growth through contract opportunities, new business development strategies, the ability to increase the number of employees that they have, and also expand to new locations. The great thing is that this program is free and available to all business owners, Chase customers and non-Chase customers.
You know, what I love most about this, you and I have a little something in common. Why don't you tell us your personal connection and commitment to your organization's community initiatives?
Yes. So I am a Chicago native.
Hey!
On the south side of Chicago.
Woo! Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, I've had 20 years in working with the communities and small business owners in different capacities. I've actively just been involved in coaching and mentorship and volunteering on different advisory boards. You know, I had the honor of being recognized by Cranes as a diversity, equity, and inclusion executive in 2021. Ultimately, Lynn, I am committed to using my voice to affect change.
You know what? That's the Chi-Town way. That's the Chi-Town way.
Yes.
We start here and then we go all the way out into the world across the globe. I love this. I love this. Tell me the key factors or pillars of the initiative.
Yes. So I would kind of summarize those in 4 key areas. One is that mentorship with these small business owners. You know, from a profile perspective, we tend to work with businesses that have 100,000 or greater in revenue. and have been in business for at least 2 years. The second is around resources, the resources that are necessary for MBE certification, for supplier diversity opportunities is extremely important to us. The third is around opportunities, opportunities for capital with Chase or CDFIs, which are community development financial institutions. And last but not least, our connection and partnership with nonprofit and government entities that are aligned with our work to really demonstrate a broader impact from a community perspective.
Oh, this is good. That's a really, really good base. I love it. What resources do you want our audience to know about or take advantage of?
Yes. So first, I would encourage everyone to leverage our Chase for Business Resource Center. There's a lot of valuable information on the center that really addresses the level of businesses that are across the spectrum. So whether you're a startup, whether you're managing the business, you're in a growth strategy mode, or you're developing, go to the Resource Center and take advantage of what's available. Ultimately, I would love to just have a conversation. We can help guide business owners and provide these entrepreneurs with just additional resources that they may not have known were available to them.
You know, this is so important. Let's have a conversation. I want everybody to really listen to what Pamela is saying. I think all too often, we get into trouble or we get into a predicament. We get into a business pickle, a personal pickle, financial pickle. And we kind of go into our own cocoon. But this really is about reaching out, getting the information. So please, everyone, please go to that resource center and start to investigate. And as you get more information, make sure you reach out to have those conversations. This is so important. Pamela, what are the program's priorities for this month, for this quarter and this year?
Yes, another great question, Lynn. So our program priorities are consistent. And there are three things. First, we want to ensure that we're providing mentorship and coaching to these businesses. The second priority is education. Educating folks with relevant programming and seminar information, participating in panel discussions, leveraging content, and giving them access to different seminars and presentations around access to capital, cash flow management, like leveling up their businesses. And the third thing is truly critical. Being a connector of resources and information. For example, for 2021 in Chicago alone, we have mentored over 200 businesses and have touched over 1,000 businesses in 2021.
You know, this is so important because your network determines your net worth. And it's so important for business owners to understand that, you know, on one level, yes, there's competition, but really on a bigger, broader level, there is collaboration. And so collaboration, integration, connecting to resources is all a part of that elevation. So this is so, so good. Where should someone go to learn more about or to apply for the aforementioned resources and programs?
Yes. So first of all, you can feel free to send me an email at pamela.randall@chase.com. That's Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A dot Randall, R-A-N-D-L-E at chase.com. Feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, or you can visit our website at chase.com/businessconsultant.
I love that. Okay, everybody, pamela.randall@chase.com. Also, please connect on LinkedIn. When you connect on LinkedIn, please get your profile updated as well. So make sure your individual profile is updated on LinkedIn. Make sure a business profile is updated on LinkedIn. You never know who's going to see you. And I say always stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And then also, everyone, chase.com/business consultant. So important to have these resources available. Okay, Pamela, you know, this is, I'm overwhelmed and overjoyed, overwhelmed in a good way, because really we've not had this available for our businesses. And so for JP Morgan Chase to be committed to this at this level for this community, it's really game changing. Would you please share with us any other points you'd like to highlight?
Yes. So first of all, entrepreneurs, I want you to know that you are not alone. Please take advantage of all of the resources that are available to your small business. That way you can take advantage of networking opportunities and resources that you may not have known were available to you. The second is we'd love to welcome you to our newly redesigned community branch in South Shore. It's the Stony Island branch at 6650 South Stony Island. It's a new community-inspired model that really offers free financial health resources like skills training, small business pop-ups, and fintech innovation to the local residents. And then the third thing, as far as highlights that comes to mind, really I'd like for you to understand that our team works with local organizations. We work with SCORE, with Chicago Community Trust, with the YMCA, with the Illinois Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and other trusted partners to deliver financial literacy to our small business owners. And lastly, I would say in 2022, great news, we are expanding our team in Chicago and we'll be hiring additional consultants to broaden our reach. Ultimately, I'll say business owners, I would love to have a conversation with you.
Oh my goodness, this is exciting. So this is great for small business owners. This is great for folks who are looking for opportunities. Did you all hear that? They're hiring, okay? They are hiring. So get those profiles updated. Pamela, this has just been amazing. I am so grateful. I'm so thankful that JP Morgan Chase has leveraged, you know, your personal connection, but also your just very, very apparent love for this community and what we're doing. I'm so thankful. I'm so honored. And thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, Pamela.
Yes, I am so excited to have been a part of the discussion, and I look forward to working with you guys more.
I love it. I love it. This is awesome. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome forward now. This is the Millionaires Roundtable here on KBLA Talk 1580. And this is Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Okay, so you know, here on the Millionaires Roundtable, we are always talking about at least one of my favorite topics, and this happens to be my absolute favorite, and I know I say that every day, but guess what? We are moving into a new season, and now is the time to really, really pay attention to this. So we have so, so much for you today. Listen, architects create blueprints, doctors follow treatment plans, coaches develop playbooks. Everything runs more smoothly when a plan is in place. This is especially true for entrepreneurs trying to start, manage, or grow their businesses. That's why I'm here today with my friend, Dr. Pamela Randall. Yes, yes, yes. Senior business consultant at Chase. And she's back with us to talk about creating and implementing a successful business plan. Welcome back to the roundtable, Pamela.
Yes, thank you, Lynn. I am super excited to be here with you today.
Yes, yes. Always such a pleasure to have you. And of course, you know, talking about this right now at this time of year, getting ready for the new season. This is one of the things that I love to do during this time of year. So I'm so excited. So first of all, why is it so important to have a business plan?
Yes, the business plan. Well, first of all, developing a business plan is crucial when starting, managing, or growing a business, because it really serves as a roadmap that keeps you and your employees on track and motivated. A strong business plan creates a clear strategy for today and really a compelling vision for the future, ensuring that everyone within the organization is aligned and working towards a common goal. A couple other things regarding the business plan. It is truly a well-crafted plan that is essential for attracting investors and securing financing, all of which are vital for turning a business owner's vision into reality. The more information that a business plan provides, the more likely it is that a business will be able to secure the financing that it needs.
Awesome, awesome. You know, I often say thoughts disentangle themselves when they pass through your fingertips. Actually, I believe someone else said that, and I've been saying it so long, I think I say it too. But this is so key to everything that you're talking about. Now that you understand the importance of having a solid business plan, it's time to dive into the process of crafting a winning plan. So, Dr. Pamela, what's the first step we should take?
And Lynn, I love your comment about a winning plan. That is crucial. Okay, so the first step in creating a business plan is drafting an executive summary, which is the initial section that the prospective investors will review. However, that does not mean that it has to be the first part that you write. In fact, many business owners prefer to save this piece for last, as it pulls in top-line information from all other sections and acts as a concise summary of what the audience is about to read. While the executive summary is just one part of a complete business plan, it often serves as an initial hook for prospects. If it grabs their attention and piques their interest, they're more likely to read on and request more detailed information or even schedule a presentation. This is the first thing that you do. In fact, many business owners prefer to save this piece for the last, because it pulls together top-line information from all other sections and acts as a concise summary of what the audience is about to read. While the executed summary is really one part of the business plan, it really serves as the initial hook in order to have prospects involved. If it grabs their attention and piques their interest, they're more likely to read on and request more detailed information and ideally schedule a presentation.
All right, now, if you're just joining us, Dr. Pamela Randall from Chase is walking us through the steps to build a winning business plan. Pamela, you mentioned business owners may not want to start by writing the summary. Where can they start instead?
Yeah, a great place to start is by writing the company description, which serves the who, what, when, where, and why of the actual business. In this section, it's important to include the essential details: the name of the company, the name of the business owners, the business address, and the number of employees, including the type of ownership. Additionally, by providing a description of the goods and services that the business owner is providing, along with a brief description of the company and the history, it really allows folks to understand the company's strengths and weaknesses, along with the plan for overcoming any challenges. And don't forget to explain why you started your business in the first place. Passion is extremely important. It's not just about filling in the blanks, but think of it as sharing your story with someone who is genuinely interested in your venture. Show the same level of enthusiasm and passion in your writing as you would do in a face-to-face conversation. Oftentimes, this approach not only informs the level of excitement to your readers from a business perspective, but it also makes them more eager to learn more about the business.
This is such great advice. I often say I write how I talk. So when people read, really, when they read my books, it's like they're having a conversation with me. So this is such great advice to make it exciting, because business plans can often be something that, folks are like, oh, I don't want to read it all. But what you've said here is really, really important. So thank you so much for that. After we've built the foundation, Dr. Pamela, by writing our company description, what should we do next?
Well, understanding your business is very, very, very important, but sometimes it's just not enough. For your business to claim the position in the market, you must also have a firm understanding of the industry, your competition, and your target audience. In addition to that, this particular section will go deep in terms of the areas that we just described, but ensuring that the market analysis section, which will include detailed data from research, is used to support each claim. So if you can show how your business is fulfilling an unmet need, for example, or meeting a demand in the market a new way that other businesses are not, it will go a long, long way with partners and investors.
If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Dr. Pamela Randall from Chase, and we're chatting about how to create a strong business plan. So important, especially right now. There's one thing we haven't touched on yet, Dr. Pamela, and that's the financials. How do we incorporate financials into our business plan?
Well, regardless of whether you're looking for an investor or financing, it's important to include an analysis of your current financials, your profits and your losses, as well as any future projections. If your business is new and you don't have a history of financials, just be honest and clear about your projections. One way to do this and dig deep, Lynn, is to have your research compared to other businesses in your area. Some of the things that you can do would be to analyze and look at the profit and loss statement by providing a full summary of your revenues, your costs, and expenses. Another tip would really be to evaluate your balance sheet, showing your assets, your liabilities, and equity. The cash flow is very important, so understanding the inflows and outflows of the cash as it relates to your business. While you're doing that, something additionally important is to examine the sales and revenue from a projection standpoint. Include any particular projects or projections that you would have for up to a 5-year period, because it really allows the reader to understand more about just not your current plans, but what your intentions would be from a 3 to 5 year period.
This is so great. This is so great. These are all great tips. Dr. Pamela, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Well, Lynn, I've just truly enjoyed our conversation. I would say write a strong business plan and take your time. Take the time to be careful and considerate about what you put into it. But also, it's truly important to have a GPS to kind of help you navigate the ins and outs of owning your own business. It's truly worth the effort. This is a roadmap. Remember to be realistic and honest, but also show your passion for your business. If you have any questions about your financials, or you just want to bounce some ideas off of someone, please, please, please feel free to visit us at chase.com/businesschat with a business consultant.
Hey, hey, now, I love it. I love it. Always here to give us something so special. Thank you so much, Dr. Pamela Randall. Thank you so much, Chase. This is invaluable. I cannot wait to have you back.
Yes, thank you for having me here, Lynn, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Yes, yes.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.